Last time, on Taverns and Caverns, the Purifiers made contact with Mizuno Amari, the head priestess of Kaori Shrine. Thanks to her, additional Purifiers and others have traveled to Miyazu to help take back the town from Rassler Payne and his acolytes. Knowing that Rassler may attempt an escape by boat, the Purifiers and I decide to head back towards the coastal area of town to intercept him. Luckily, we arrived just as Rassler was making his way to his getaway vessel. Little did he know, however, that we had already made our preemptive strike. There's no turning back now. Today, we take back my home. Episode 99, Battle of Faith.
Enemies ahead! Rassler, get on the boat, my lord!
As he yells that, all the acolytes and clerics begin to look your way, so let me go ahead and turn them. And as they look your way, they all begin to draw their weapons, preparing for combat. And Rassler looks over at the group, and he looks pissed. He's grinding his teeth, and he's just standing there angrily. And he has on his hands, because he knows the town's being invaded, he's got both of his gauntlets equipped. Remember the two gauntlets that say Atone and Repent?
Yep.
They're on his hands. And you can see he steps to the side. Loud! Strike these motherfuckers down! Let them know no mercy, for they have attacked Rassler Payne and his devoted... There shall be no mercy for these fools. Torami, Brother Ronnie, show them the way to God! And they're all preparing to fight. Stella, it is now round two. Now that they are aware of you, we're going to start the second round. Stella, you at the start. What are you doing?
The guy, let me see, closest to Torami. Oh, best Brother Ronnie.
That's Brother Ronnie.
Wait, let me see. How many?
Can you see his name? Can you guys see his name, Brother Ronnie?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, cool. That way you know he's different than the normal acolytes.
I can reach him. Okay. I'm going to cast a spell on him. Hideous Laughter.
All right, so he has to make a spell save, and that is Wisdom.
16.
Oh, I rolled a 3.
Oh, Stella tells a knock-knock joke.
As you cast Hideous Laughter on Brother Ronnie, remember, he was the guy that brought you and escorted you around town in the very beginning. He had his eyes closed, that slick back hair, and him and Hota were going at it at the shrine. Hota was telling him to sheath his weapon before they got into it.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, that guy, the serious guy.
Knock, knock!
As he looks at you, I mean, I guess he's not looking. His eyes are always closed. He can hear in his mind you saying knock, knock. And he goes in his head, what? What? Who's there?
The Lord.
The Lord who?
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Brother Ronnie's eyes open widely. And as they do, he drops to his hands and knees. He begins to break out into this hideous laughter. Oh, Lord, that was funny!
God damn it.
He's currently incapacitated due to...
And he's prone.
So let's go ahead and... I'll put a little icon on him so we know that he is prone. There we go.
That work on his ass, Hilton.
Anything else, Stella? You still have a bonus action and movement.
Yes. So I'm just going to move right here.
Okay.
Just so they have to go through me first.
All right.
A nice little bonus action to help myself out. So that'll end my turn.
All right. Hota, you see Brother Ronnie drops to his hands and knees. You can see the other acolytes, Rassler's looking at him. What's wrong with you, Brother Ronnie? Get your ass up!
He's too busy bowing to me. Hota steps forward next to Taraki, pulls back the lever on his hand crossbow, and fires it at Brother Ronnie.
Okay. Just so you know, because he's prone, you're gonna have a disadvantage on him with range. With range.
Yeah, he's
attacks.
Prone.
That's right. He's prone.
Go up on his ass.
I could, but that's too close. Wait,
you
let's
think, I'm gonna say, you think Tarami gonna kill you?
Let me see.
No shade.
1 second. That moves from here, so.
Taraki's the homie, but we can knock her ass out if we have to. Nothing fatal.
No, I'm going to stay here for now, and I'm going to fire at this acolyte.
All right. The acolyte that noticed you guys first. All right.
Yep.
He's the closest. Oh!
As for speaking out of line.
All right. Deal your damage. 26. Oh, no! What? One damage. You shoot your bolt, and as it hits the acolyte, it just grazes his arm.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Stella turns around and gives a hesitant thumbs up.
Oh, I know.
You hit him?
Yeah, I did, technically. Try not to mention it to the others. I don't think they saw.
All right. Yome, what are you doing?
I'm going to Sacred Flame. Ronnie's prone, right? So
yeah.
It would still be. Well, he'd have to do a dex saving throw. Does that matter?
Yeah. So it's only physical attacks, range attacks, okay. That would be at disadvantage. If you're casting a spell, that's different.
So I'm a Sacred Flame, Brother Ronnie.
Okay.
So he has to make a dex saving throw.
Ooh. All right. He's going to have a disadvantage, too. It's going to be a total of a 7 with a disadvantage.
Okay. So then it's going to be 2d8 because we are level 5, right?
Yes. Oh! So you deal 11 points of Sacred Flame damage to Brother Ronnie as he's down laughing on the ground. Oh, Lord, it's funny. Ah, Lord, it burns! All right. Anything else?
I will just move a little closer.
Okay. All right. It is now the enemy's turn. Rassler, he just looks at Brother Ronnie who's on the ground and he just shakes his head. What have you done to Brother Ronnie? How dare you? I am tired of y'all. I am tired of looking at you. I'm tired of listening to you. I'm going to kill you. Gold guys are all paid. To Rami, get them now. And as he says that, he's pointing his hands and the other acolytes begin to prepare themselves. And he spots that there are 3 of you that are actually in this close enough for him to do. You see Rassler, he takes both of his fists. By the Lord, we show no mercy. And he takes his fist and slams them together, basically punching his fist together with these gauntlets with a tone and repent. And as he does so, he yells out, Cross of Sacrifice! As he yells out, Cross of Sacrifice, he's doing an AoE attack on Yome, Stella, and Hota.
Oh, no.
There is a cross that appears on the map. Radiant energy. I need the 3 of you to make dexterity saving throws.
Cross of Sacrifice, man.
Oof.
You said dexterity?
Yes. Oh, no. All right.
No.
So let's see here. You all needed. Okay, none of you beat it. So we got an 8, a 14, and a 10. So what's happening is there is a holy like symbol in the shape of a cross that appears on the beach. And it's only able to hit the 3 of you due to the way it's shaped as it's a cross, a standing cross.
Hit Tarami?
No, it's casted on Stella.
Oh.
It only goes out so far, the AoE. And as it does so, the 3 of you feel radiant energy begin to burn you as he yells out, Cross of Sacrifice. You all are going to be taking 2d8 damage, radiant damage.
Ooh.
That's going to be 9... Yeah, 9 points of radiant damage to all 3 of you.
All right.
He rolled kind of low there.
Thank God for that.
Well, thank God. Yeah.
Right?
Why you say it like you're disappointed?
I'm just saying. And as he does that, Torami, she's rushing forward. She doesn't say a word. She just looks serious. And she just rushes up the person close to her, which is Stella and Yome. And remember, Torami is also a monk like her brother. She is a tiger Ieki. So she's going to go. And she does a 3-hit unarmed strike combo towards Stella. I'm going to make my rolls. 25.
Jesus.
23. Oh. 15. Does the 15 hit you?
No.
Okay, so she'll hit you with two attacks. The first is going to deal 6 bludgeoning damage. The second is 8 bludgeoning damage.
Ooh.
So for a total of 14 bludgeoning damage, you see Torami, she rushes forward and just two pieces Stella with no regard for anything. She just decks Stella twice.
Oof. I'm going to use my reaction, which is cutting words.
Okay.
And I'm going to use one of my D8s, and that will basically take 6 away from one of those rolls.
Okay. So 14 minus the 6. All right. So with that, the other acolytes, you see one, the one that was shot at by the arrow or the bolt, he's going to rush forward. 2, 3, 4. He can't get to Taraki, but he can get to Stella. That's as far as he can get. He takes his mace and he swings at you, Stella. I rolled a 10. That will miss. The other acolyte next to the dock, he begins to cast a spell. He is casting Sacred Flame. Hota, make me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh boy. There you go.
All right, you pass. So he attempts to cast Sacred Flame on you. You're able to avoid the attack. The other acolytes are yelling as they're coming out. 2, 3, 4, 5. They can't make it your way. But that acolyte's going to cast on Roroy. Make me a dex save. Roroy with a 3 dex. Roroy is going to take 7 points of radiant damage as the acolyte casts his sacred flame on you. And the other acolyte runs past the one that's on the steering wheel. He pulls out a crossbow and he's going to shoot it at Toraki. And he hits Toraki for 3 damage. And Rass was just yelling, "By the will of God, we shall not fail! Come, sinners, and die for what you've done to Brother Faust!" All right, that's their turn. Taraki is going to rush forward around the acolyte next to you, Stella, and he's going to do a 3-piece combo on him because he's having an advantage with him being surrounded. And he will hit all three with advantage in all three. All right. You see Taraki comes around and he basically hits this acolyte in the side twice and then chops him in the neck once. And that acolyte drops to both knees. He's really hurt. He's hurt. Leroy, what are you doing?
After he's got hurt with that radiant damage, he's going to look at the wrestlers like, "Two can play at this game." And he's going to cast Shatter on wrestler.
Okay. So I believe that's a saving throw, yes?
Yeah.
All right. So wrestler rolled a 17. Brother Ronnie got a 16. And the other acolyte got a 6.
All right. So it's 3 or a minute.
3d8.
3d8.
And half as much on the two that succeeded. Also, I got to make a roll for Brother Ronnie to try, because he's going to try and snap out at the end of his turn. I rolled a 7. He's still laughing. All right, so 21 points of thunder damage to the one acolyte next to the dock, and half of that to Rassler and Brother Ronnie. The acolyte on the dock, or closest to the dock, he drops to the ground, his ears bleeding out from the shatter, the thunder damage. He's on the ground unconscious. He's waxed.
Mm.
Rassler will take half that damage, which obviously it's not going to kill him. And Brother Ronnie will also take half damage.
I don't have a name yet, but I will.
He's still up. All right.
And he's going to move closer. He's going to move right in front of that Actolite between Stella and Taraki.
All right. That will be the end of your turn then. Unless you have a bonus action.
Actually, you know what? He's going to touch himself again to get back some another 5 temporary HP.
All right. Well, with that, it is third round. Top of the round. Stella, your turn.
Stella's...
Rassler's cussing. He's pissed.
Fuck it. That's what I'm here for. And you can get an opportunity attack on me, but I guess that's fine. I'm going to go for it and go toward a downed Brother Ronnie.
Okay, so let me make an attack of opportunity then. So... Mm-hmm. Torami will get an attack of opportunity. 22. Damn. She'll hit you for 4 bludgeoning. And the Acolyte will swing his mace. I rolled a 12. That will miss. So, all right, go ahead.
All right, and while he's laughing on the ground, she's going to take her rapier and stab down at him.
Goddamn!
For 8 piercing
damage. All right. So as he's laughing, he stabbed. Oh, Lord! All right. Anything else? He's not down. He's not dead, but he's hurt. He's hurt. Brother Ronnie.
You're going to give another bardic inspiration to Yome.
Okay.
And that'll end my turn.
All right, Hota.
Hota draws his scimitar and sprints up to the prone Brother Ronnie, avoiding Tarami's attack range.
Okay.
And he's going to look down at him. Poised to strike, and he's gonna let the sword descend.
All right.
Oh!
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 How you miss someone laying on the floor, brother?
I don't know.
You got advantage.
Do I have advantage?
Yeah, you do have advantage.
Oh! Let's go ahead and swing that again. The first is go. Yeah.
We're going. Melee attacks have advantage on prone characters. So.
All right, so we're going to throw sneak attack in there, too. So let me get my advanced dice rolling. Roller. Here's the damage for that and the sneak attack.
All right, so what, 16 total?
Yep, and I'm going to use Wails from the Grave, and I'm going to have my sneak attack damage rounded up and apply that to Rassler. So here's 2 more.
Wait, what's that do?
If I hit somebody with my sneak attack damage, someone else within 30 feet will take half my sneak attack dice roll, rounded up.
Oh, so you're using that on Rassler?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Rassler will take 4 HP. All right. As Brother Ronnie is stabbed, you find...
Oh, I got to roll that. Haven't rolled that
whales,
damage.
Whales from the Grave?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go ahead.
Give me 1 second. Just getting my dice right here. There we go. There it is. 6 damage on Rassler.
Okay, 6 damage on Rassler, not 4.
Yeah.
Okay. As you slash into Brother Ronnie, you feel your blade cut deep through his armor, and it connects to his body, his skin. And you tear into his flesh as you draw blood. As Brother Ronnie, unfortunately, is laughing uncontrollably, he feels his life flash before his eyes, and his hideous laughter soon becomes silent as he drops to the ground, gone.
Yeah, he's trying to behead him. You can tell God your joke, too, when you get there.
As he drops to the ground, Rass looks over. Brother Ronnie, how dare you? You will pay for this, sinner!
Oh, he didn't like him anyway.
He died with a smile on his face. Not that bad.
Right. Yeah.
All right. I think that's all you can do, Hota, right?
So, yeah.
Yome, it's your turn.
Gotta knock her out, right?
I mean, Taraki
don't keep trying to stop us.
Taraki don't want you to kill her.
Well, I didn't say I was gonna kill her. I was gonna smack her with a mace.
I don't know, man. If you play Baldur's Gate 3, you roll high enough, you kill a fucking squirrel by kicking him across the fucking screen.
Damn.
Bonk that bitch. Yeah.
All right. So your mace attack for 16 on her. And that's just enough to hit. So roll your damage. 6 bludgeoning damage to Turami. As you take your mace, Yome, you hit the side of Turami, and she just glares at you. She is mad you hit her with that mace. She just cracks her neck and then begins to crack her fist as she's looking at you.
Uh-oh.
Anything else, Yome?
And Stella. So it's going to be 2... Yeah, 2d4 plus 4? Yes.
Healing Stella for 10 points of damage?
Yep. That's all I got.
Okay. You've been healed, Stella.
The baby.
All right. With that, it is now the enemy's turn. Rassler is seething in anger. And he is pissed. He looks at the closest two. And he just looks at Stella and Hota. As he has his hands together, he holds them outwards. I am tired of this. Lord, give me the power to cleanse these sinners. And he is going to cast a spell here. As he does so, you can see all around him, this red liquid begins to form. 5 different, what looks like darts of liquid, red liquid, begin to form around him, spinning around him. And he begins to walk back a bit. And as he says so, or as he does this, he points at Hota. You sinner! You killed Brother Rodney! Blood of Azatul! And he shoots 5 darts of this red liquid at you. It's basically equivalent to a magic missile. They're auto hits. You are going to take 5d4 plus 5.
Uncanny dodge.
So 15 points of damage towards you. Does an uncanny dodge, is that able to avoid?
Just
you?
Half it.
Okay. So you'll take half of 15, round that. I'll be rounded. And as he does that, as he's stepping back, he looks to the side, to the acolyte that's killed next to him. And he's gonna cast a bonus action. Lord's Embrace! And as he says Lord's Embrace, he is gonna heal himself for 12 HP. All right, he's healed 12 HP. Torami looks at Yome pissed. Blood of Azatul!
What did I do?
Cross of sacrifice. Don't worry, he's gonna get the holy fist in.
Oh no.
He's done cross of sacrifice, blood of Azatul, Lord's Embrace. The last one is holy fist. You hit Tarami with your mace. That's what you did.
Sorry, he doesn't get his feet rubber or whatever she was doing.
God damn. Alright, so she's gonna attack. Full attack you, Yome. So a 19, a 10, and a 25. Do 2 of those hit, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right. The first is going to deal 8 bludgeoning damage. The second is going to deal 7 bludgeoning damage. And you can see as she hits you with both fists, you're able to dodge the third or the second attack. She is using some ki. What she is doing is stunning strike. When you hit a creature with a melee attack, spend 1 key point to attempt a stunning strike. The target must succeed on a constitution saving throw or be stunned until the end of your next turn.
Damn.
You guys see Yome get pummeled by Tarami. And as she does so, she rolls a 6 on her constitution. Yome, unfortunately, you're stunned on your next turn. So I'm going to put a little icon. So we're going to skip your turn on your next one. The other acolytes, one on the boat, takes his crossbow, and he shoots it at Roy. I roll. Oh, that's a crit! Roy. You take That is 12 points of piercing damage.
All right. That's fine.
The other acolyte on the dock, he's running towards Rassler onto the beach. And that's their turn. It is now Taraki. He is going to punch at the acolyte next to him. And Roroy, let's see if this hits it. He will hit for 8 bludgeoning damage. You see Taraki, he just God presses the fuck out of the acolyte in front of him and slams him into the sand. He is unconscious. He's gone. So he's got 2 more attacks. You see he looks over at Torami. He's going to go to her to try and attack her, to try and knock her out.
I hate to do this to you, sister, but you leave me no choice.
And he's going to attack 12. Oh, he misses both. You can see that she dodges both of his attacks. Roroy, you're next.
All right. Roroy's going to go behind Taraki and attack this acolyte up here.
Okay.
With his thunder gauntlets.
Oh, that will hit for 6 points of damage.
And he's going to do it again.
Okay. Oh, nice. No hit for another 11 points of damage. You two-piece him. You can see this acolyte as you punch his face. Some teeth goes flying. He's bleeding from his mouth. He almost drops to the side, but he catches himself. He's still up, but he's hurt. All right. Anything else?
He's going to look dead at Father Payne and just shakes his head.
Okay. All right, round 4. Stella, it's your turn again. What are you doing?
She's going to approach this acolyte here, and she's just going to slash at him.
Okay.
And that'll hit.
Well, 9's not going to hit, unfortunately.
But I'm going to add one of my bardic inspiration to it.
Oh,
so that's a 17.
17 will hit. Oh, how do you do it?
She sticks it in his gut, twists it, and pulls it out.
Ouch.
Oh, God. All right. He drops to the ground as you pull out his innards with your rapier, and he's holding on to his gut as his intestines are dropping out. He's holding on to his own guts. He's looking up.
Forgive me, mother. I have failed.
And he drops to the ground dead.
She puts her foot on his face and kicks it and goes, damn right. And she looks at Rassler and she blows him a kiss.
You like that, sinner?
How dare you, sinner? God will have you at the end of this night.
We'll see about that.
And then she starts to run up the dock halfway. And that's my turn.
Okay. Hota, it's your turn.
I can see Tarami dodging punches like the Vegeta neck swivel, man. All right, so Lube is going to sprint up to Rassler Payne. He's going to say something.
All right. As you rush up towards Rassler, he sees you coming. You killed Brother Ronnie. He's really upset with you. Obviously, he targeted you with Blood of Azado and everything. You can see he is lighter on his feet. He begins to kind of like jump a little bit. And he begins to become agile. Make me a quick perception check as you're rushing towards him.
You got it.
He got young bones.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll give you advantage because he's right there.
All right, let me roll it again.
Yeah, roll again. 14, okay. He's not doing anything dangerous or anything, but as he begins to like jump up and down slightly as if he's preparing to do hand-to-hand combat with you, I mean, again, he's a little younger than he was when you first met him because obviously you saw what he did. But as he is tapping up and down, his robes, as they fling up and down as he's jumping to prepare himself to try and dodge.
Mm-hmm.
You see, underneath his robes, he's got these really well-shined shoes with little pump, little pumps on them as he's wearing Reebok pumps. That's all.
Like it was some important ass detail.
Oh, it's important. Pope.
It's the Eastside Pope.
Oh, it's
he had
important.
A roll of perception. He made him redo it.
He's had to right check there. The kicks.
Yep. He's right there.
All right, so, Rosslyn, I see that you're mad at me. Listen, we can make this easier on the both of us if you just come quietly.
It's that time again, adventurers. We have more breaking information just for you. So how many of you are either planning to or are currently working on your health and wellness? Do any of you find it difficult or even boring to do so? If so, then I've got just the pick-me-up to fuel your body and mind so that you can continue in on your adventures. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. So you're probably wondering, what do I love most about Liquid IV? Well, for one, it comes in convenient packaging that allows me to take it on the go. Not only can I bust it out at any moment, it makes me feel buffed and ready to take on any challenges that come my way. Think of it as a potion that helps increase your endurance. Who doesn't like being buffed? Just ask Rogar. Oh yes, I love being buffed. If you're someone who requires good taste, don't you worry. Liquid IV comes in plenty of different flavors that is guaranteed to quench your thirst. Tropical Punch, Watermelon, and Acai Berry are just a few of the flavors that you'll have access to. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. So what are you waiting for? Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TAVERNSCAVERNS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TAVERNSCAVERNS at liquidiv.com. And now we continue our adventure.
How dare you, sinner! You think I, Rassler Payne, will come quietly after what you've done to Brother Ronnie and what you've done to Brother Faust and what you've done attacking my village?
No.
The Lord will have no mercy for you.
Calm down now. I just need you to come with me quietly. Yeah, I'll even help you along. He's going to go ahead and slash the scimitar.
21 will hit.
Yeah, here's the damage.
Nice.
12. All right. You basically just removed the heal he just did. As you cut into him, you can see he jumps back and you cut a bit of his arm as you draw a bit of blood, and his white robes just begin to drip with that blood of his, and he just glares at you. He is pissed. He's grinding his teeth.
He's going to use a cunning action and disengage, taking a 5-foot step back.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
He spits off to the left, and then, yeah, he's done.
All right, so Yome, unfortunately, because you were stunned, your turn gets skipped, but you will have your turn next turn, so I'll take that off you. So Yome's still stunned. She feels dazed, and is now Tarami's turn. And
I'll take a nap.
The enemy's Rassler, as he's jumping up and down with his Reebok pumps, he dives at you, Hota.
Boy, get away, sinner!
Get off me!
He goes... He draws his right hand.
Holy fist!
And he's gonna attack you with his gun. That is an 18. Does that hit?
God damn, yeah, it does.
As he hits you with holy fist, the first will do. That is. 1 second. Look at the right damage. Yeah. That is 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
And holy fist.
And he sends another holy fist at you. Holy fist! That is a crit.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that is
fuck, there's only Kenny dodging this
Ryan
one.
Ryan just gasses himself up.
Oh, that is with a crit, that is gonna be 17 points of damage.
I'm having that. Give me that uncanny dodge. I'm gonna lean back like Fat Joe on this one, dog.
As he punches two straights at you. He has a third holy fist, and he tries to uppercut you in the chin. That is going to be that's a 19 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So the third attack will hit you for 10 points.
Ooh, I'm down.
You guys see Rassler as he just two-pieces Hota. He takes the third attack. He uppercuts Hota in the chin. And you just hear him, holy fist! and Hota goes flying in the air as he's Shoryuku-ing and Shoryuken.
With the spin on it?
Yup, with the spin. And as Hota hits the ground, you're unconscious, you said?
Yeah.
All right. He drops to the ground and he begins to, he does the Bruce Lee. He takes his hand and basically touches his nose with his thumb and he's looking at the rest of you. You sinners! Who's next?
Bastard.
All right. And now it's Torami's turn. Torami looks over at Toraki now that he's got her attention and she's going to try and attack him. And two of them will hit. Toraki will take the 7 and a 6. So 13 points of damage. The other acolyte that's still on the boat that doesn't have the suggestion, he still has that crossbow out. He is going to shoot at you, Stella. I rolled a 17. Does that hit you?
Mm-hmm.
His bolt will do 5 points of piercing damage to you from the back. And it is now your guys or Taraki's turn. Taraki, he is just going to continuing to try and knock out his sister because she's doing some major damage. And he will make 3 attacks and do all 3 hit. So that is 17 points of damage to Torami. She's not down. She's not down, but you can see brother and sister, they're going at it. They're breathing heavily. They're fucking going at it. Roy, it's your turn.
Roy's pissed. A little shock after Hota going down. But he's going to go up to Father Payne and I have something for you.
What do you and have, sinner? Because it's nothing compared to what I'm going to give you.
He's going to use his Thunder Gauntlets. Oops. Did... Yeah, okay, I did.
All right, 24 will hit.
And he's going to do it again.
26 will hit.
And he's going to yell out, Tioga Punch! Just like Captain Falcon. Though twice.
So 11 and 8, so a total of 19 damage. God
damn.
Nice. Cool
work.
So you see, as you punch Rassler, you see you begin to, you draw blood as you hit his face, and you hit a, you knock out one of his teeth. He just glares at you.
Sinner! How dare you, sinner!
How dare you defile the only kami?
The Lord will send you to the hells after this. I will make sure your soul has no... What? Oh, my tooth!
As he That's notices, what you get, his bitch. Tooth is missing. All right. And you see Hota, he's just knocked out next to you. I'm going to put a little X next to Hota because he's down. Stella, it's your turn. What are you doing?
All right. So Stella's going to address the other acolyte on the boat that I didn't hypnotize. And she's going to shoot in her crossbow at him.
11 and will miss, unfortunately.
Shit, well, fuck him. She's going to go back to Hota. She's going to use her bonus action. She's going to cast Healing Word.
Okay.
And she's going to do that at a second level. What the fuck? Anyway, I think that's 2d4.
Yes, 2d4 plus your spellcasting ability modifier.
So 7. Okay.
Oh,
trash. Absolute garbage. But well, you're healed for 9.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Stella.
Oh, no, it's 8. You're healed.
Oh, 8? By 8? Okay.
Yeah, my spell tackle bonus. So 10. We sure up. Good morning.
That's a 10 HP. Got
All right, so that's Stella. Hota, you're prone because you're laying down, but you're healed. You're away.
Oh. Oh. They don't want to catch what hit me. Oh, yeah, that's right. Hota, it's my turn.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
No rest for the wicked.
I guess not. He's going to stand up, face Rassler, shrug his shoulders. Oh, boy, I think you just dead.
You know what's good for you, boy? You'll stay down.
Ugh. I don't know what's good for me. He's going to slash.
All right.
He's going to swing as hard as he can with his scimitar.
So you use half your movement to stand up?
Yep. Nice.
Okay.
Anger and rage is behind my swing.
All right. So 27 will hit.
Here's the damage. He's going to use a sneak attack as well.
All right. For sevens.
Here's my sneak attack. For an extra 12.
All right. Extra 12 points of damage. You begin to cut into Rassler's robes as you draw more blood.
And he's going to use his cunning action and get the fuck out of there.
Right.
All right.
Let's see. Where should I go without getting in Tarami's way?
Yeah, don't get in her way.
Oh, we'll just step over here.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yome, you now have a turn. You're no longer stunned.
Then I'm going to try to hit her again.
You have advantage this time. So a 14, that will not hit. She has a 16.
AC. You have advantage, but it does nothing. Okay.
It does nothing. You need a 16 to hit her.
And then I'll do healing word on Hota.
Oh, did you use your bardic inspiration die? You can add it to your roll.
Not.
That's a D4.
It's a D8.
It's a D8?
After fifth level, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
So 4. So 18. That will hit. Roll your damage. 6 bludgeoning damage. Nice. You take your mace and you just hit the back of her again. She almost stumbles to the side. She's pretty hurt at this point. She glares over her shoulder at you, confused why you're not still stunned. She narrows her eyes, growling, showing some of that tiger fang at you. Fox and a tiger going at it. All right.
And healing word on Hota. It's only a 6.
6, okay. Hota, how much? 6 points.
Oh, yeah. That'd do just nicely. Thank you, Yome.
All right.
Maybe it was temporary 10. This one went fast.
Oh, I got melted.
Rassler three-pieced you.
Yep. Three-piece crispy chicken, no sides.
All right. So anything else, Yomi? Do you move or do you stay there?
I ain't going nowhere. She's going to hit me.
It's her turn now. All right. So Rassler looks over at Hota as you escaped.
Sinner, you think you're gonna get away? I'll get you soon enough. He looks at Roy, but I'm gonna deal with you first, boy.
I got your boy.
Holy fist!
That is a 19. Will that hit you?
That will not.
All right.
The next he eats it.
Hell yeah.
The next one is a 23. Will that hit you?
That will hit.
All right. And the third is going to be a 20, not a crit, just a 20.
That meets.
Okay, so that will hit you. So you'll take 2 hits. You'll be taken for the first hit. You'll be taking 10 bludgeoning damage. And the second is 8 bludgeoning damage. So 18 total damage. And he just knocks you back with his 2 gauntlets. And he's hitting as he hits into you. And as that happening, Tarami looks over at Yome, who's hit her, and she looks back at Taraki, and she's going to try and attack both of you. Yome, she swings 2 hands at you. 25 and a 22. So Yome will take a total of 11 points of bludgeoning damage, and her third fist goes at her brother. For 24, that'll hit him. For 7 points of bludgeoning damage. You see Taraki, he stumbles back. He's bleeding from his mouth. He's pretty hurt. You see Tarami and Taraki, they're almost about the same HP. They're both bloodied and just breathing heavily. The last acolyte, he is going to cast a spell. Make me a dexterity saving throw, Roroi.
This will have to be ducks.
He's casting Sacred Flame. 17? Oh, you pass. You take no damage. All right. It is now Taraki's turn. He's panting.
I've had enough. Enough, Tarami.
And he's going to go for all 3. Try and knock her ass out. First one misses, but the last two will hit for 8 and 9. All right, he just takes her and he just knocks the fuck out of her. He takes his foot, he sweeps her off her feet, and he just punches her in the face, knocking her out.
Damn, gave it a drag, double dragon combo.
Yup. And he's breathing heavily.
Forgive me, sister. It had to be done.
He's just panting. He looks over at Rassler.
You're next, old man.
All right. Roy, what are you doing?
Yoga punch.
All right. 14 will miss.
Try it again. 17.
17 will hit. Go ahead for 5 points of damage. And he's going to use a reaction.
Holy Fist!
So he's using a reaction to attack you with Holy Fist. He only gets one, though. I rolled a 24.
That will hit.
You take 10 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. He's going to touch himself one more time to give him back 5 more temporary HP.
All right.
Last time he can do that.
New round. Unless you're moving anywhere, Roy.
Nope. He's all staying right there.
Stella, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to just swing at Rassler because he's annoying. Ooh.
All right, 20 will hit. Not a crit, but a 20. That's seven piercing. So we'll take the 7. All right. You draw some blood as you pierce through his robes. What else?
What's your HP, Ome? Are you good?
I have 3 HP.
Oh! Shit. Yeah, I'll go.
Oh!
Use another bonus action to heal Yome. And... ooh, got one left. Okay, so 2d4. Ain't much. Oh, nice. 8 plus 8. So 16.
All right, so Yome is healed for 16 points of damage.
Nice.
Hota, it is now your turn.
Hota's preparing his limit break. All right, I'm going to give it everything I got. He's going to leap towards Rassler. Scimitar in hand, poised to strike. He's going to let it descend.
Okay.
He ain't doing nothing but stepping forward, swinging it. Make it sound fancy, you know?
27 will hit.
All right. Here is the damage on that with the sneak attack.
All right, 10 points of damage with 12 sneak attack. You see Rassler, he begins to stumble back. Not even his punk Reebok shoes are able to keep him on his feet completely as he's stumbling back. He's still up, but he's fucking hurt. He's bleeding all over his white robes.
And he Dark Souls rolls back.
Is Hota still low?
I have 16 HP.
That's low. Not great. We could admit that.
Yeah, it's not great.
Let me do. I'm gonna move towards Hota and use Cure Wounds.
Okay.
That's gonna be. Oh.
Oh great. No!
I roll 2d8 and I roll a 1 and a 3. Fantastic.
So 4 plus your wisdom modifier though, because you get your modifier attached.
Yeah,
to
that. So +4.
So a total 8. Of 8.
All right. Well, say it is. Any, awesome.
Any bonus actions, Yomi?
No.
All right. It's now Rassler's turn. Yomi, you kind of stepped into a spot that's prime target for Rassler.
God damn it.
He looks at you.
Not going down. The Lord guides me. Cross of sacrifice.
He does have disadvantage after he got hit with the Thunder Gauntlets.
Well, Cross of Sacrifice is not a physical attack.
Oh, okay.
They have to make saving throws. He's casting it on Yome. Shit. So Stella, Hota, and Yome need to make me dexterity saving throws.
All right.
Oh! You need a 16.
I wonder if I can use that Bardic Inspiration to fix that. What is that?
Do
I
roll? You can use it, yeah, for saving throws. It's a D8.
All right. D8. 1d8.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
Wait, what do you need?
Wait.
You need a 16.
Oh, yep. You got a 16. Cracked it.
Oh.
All right.
Thank God.
So if you succeeded, you take half damage. So radiant damage in the shape of a cross forms all over three of you. And I'm going to go ahead and roll the damage. So if you got higher than a 16, you saved. And take half. One hot second. You all will be taking, that's going to be 14 points of radiant damage. So all three of you take 14 or half. That's Rassla. The cleric on the boat, or the acolyte, he's going to come around towards the dock. And he is going to cast Sacred Flame on you, Roy. Make a dex saving throw.
Fingers crossed.
Surprised he ain't panicking from the boat being on fire now.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay, so you will take 7 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
With that, that's his turn. It is now Todaki. And I'll go ahead and say the mass at this point, as Rob had mentioned, it's slowly becoming engulfed in flames. It's not completely engulfed. It's, you know, 5 rounds is 6 seconds per round. So, you know, the mass is, it's beginning, the fire is beginning to grow on it. But the acolyte at this point, he's too worried about what's happening to Rassler to look up and notice it at this point. But Todaki, now that Torami is unconscious, he's looking around and he is going to step forward next to Roy and try and 3-punch the fuck out of Mr. Rassler. Let's see if he's able to hit.
Yeah, crit his ass.
Oh, so the second will miss. The third will miss. The first is a crit for 9 points of bludgeoning damage. You just see Todaki comes up. He's tired and he just punches Rassler in the side of the face. He knocks out another tooth and he almost stumbles to the ground. He is panting. Rassler is hurt. He's hurt. Lord, Zatel, save me, for I am your greatest devoted soul. Do not allow these sinners to defeat us. Roy, it's your turn.
Well, you know what he's doing.
16 will miss. 16.
Ah, shit.
21 will 21. Hit. For 5 thunder damage, you deck Rassler after Todaki, and he stumbles to the ground. He drops to the ground, but he's not dead. He's bleeding out, panting. He's really hurt. Anything else?
Your god can't hear you now.
All right. Stella, your turn.
All right, so I'm going to use my last spell slot. And I'm going to cast Sleep. And that's going to be 5d8.
Okay. Roll that 5d8. 28. So you targeting Rassler with that?
Yep, and the other acolyte if possible.
All right, so let me see here. So Rassler has... So he has 3 HP left. So you have... So that will affect him for 3. So you have 25 out of 28. 25 is enough to put the other acolyte to sleep. So right. They both feel themselves becoming drowsy. And you see Rassler as he's on the ground. He slowly begins to drift away.
I will not be defeated by this sinners.
And he falls asleep along with the other acolyte. The third acolyte, however, is still just standing there whistling. And with Rassler and that acolyte now asleep, you have dispatched all enemies that were technically able to attack. So you guys have defeated Rassler and his acolytes. Congratulations.
Motherfuckers. I want to go search that ship.
So as the two of them are asleep, what do you guys do as Stella is going to go search the ship? What are the rest of you doing?
Hold this hand. Move aside. Move aside. He's taking out his 100-foot hempen rope, and he's going to tie up Rassler and take his shoes.
As you take his shoes, you see they got little pumps you can pump that give more air to the bottom of the shoes.
Yeah, he's tying the laces together, and then he's going to take them with him.
All right, so I'll move Rassler to the side here along So, all right, as you're doing that, what's everyone else doing?
Sitting down. I have 5 HP.
We're always going to go up with Stella to help search the ship.
Okay. So, was that 19, Stella? Was that you?
Yeah, okay. Investigation.
So, as you're investigating the ship, you're looking around. There is a lower half of the ship that you can go into the ship. You open the door, and what you see inside are a bunch of supplies. And there are some townsfolk in the ship that are tied up. And as they look up at you, you see there's a small group of, you know, there's some women, there's some kids, and there's some guys, and they're all tied up. What do you do?
Yo. Didn't expect to find people down here.
Are their mouths taped?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they're like prisoners.
She walks up and she unties the closest person's mouth to her. And
how long have you been down here?
As you undo the tape to the closest person to you or their mouth gag, he looks up at you. Oh, I can breathe. Thank you. Oh, they put us on this ship a few hours ago. Oh, we didn't want to believe in their ways, and so they tied us up and kept us as prisoners under the shrine.
That's fucked up.
Please free us. We don't want to go wherever they're trying to take us.
Trust me, you ain't gotta worry about that.
And she starts untying people.
All right, Roy, do you help her?
Yes.
So as the two of you begin to start untying people, you know, minutes later, you can see there are kids and women and a couple guys running off the ship, running past you, Hota, running free.
Good thing we didn't burn down the ship.
Right.
This is more so of a thing, inside joke with Rob.
Yeah, I knew you would add it. I love it.
So you freed a couple of people. There was probably about, you know, I'd say 16 or so of them under the ship that they had tied up. They're running away now, trying to get free. And as that's happening, what are the rest of you doing? Taraki, he's going to go to his sister. And you can see he's gonna make her drink a potion. Wake her up. But at that point, as he's doing that, Rassers, he's unconscious completely. Do the rest of you take him back towards the town where the fighting is occurring between the other purifiers and the townsfolk and acolytes? Or do you guys just stay here at the beach?
I mean, can't we just take the boat and take Rassler to Mizuno? He's priority, yeah?
Well, the boat is on this lake that's in the center of a shy. So taking the boat won't take you any closer to Mizuno Amari. It's going to take you further, actually.
Oh, yeah. We need to teleport.
Yeah. So the lake won't take you closer. Yeah. And the mast is now on fire, as you can see. So, yeah. So the boat's probably not going to be that much helpful to you here in the next 30 minutes or so.
Well, whatever we're doing. Hey, Roy, come over here and hold these gauntlets. He's still stripping Rassler of his things.
We got to take him to her friend, right? Her general or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Roy will do that.
Go. Did she say where we would find her?
Well, we saw him attacking, so.
Yeah, true.
Suppose we can just drag him through town, let him know who's boss around here.
Yep.
He's going to check out the gauntlets, though.
We should rest first before they try to jump us.
Yeah.
They are brainwashed.
Rassler's gauntlets are two gigantic golden gauntlets. Nothing special about them other than the fact that they have atone engraved on one and repent engraved on the other.
Ah, these are tacky. He's going to put them in his bag of holding.
My boy.
All right. So do you guys just gather them up and head towards the fighting in the town that you can hear? You guys can see you can hear the fighting that's happening in the town right now. You can see some of the fighting. You see,
I'll follow the consensus.
Because it's nighttime, so you see like blares and glares of like light as if people are casting magic off in the distance. Shit's going down in Miyazu.
Perhaps. Maybe we shouldn't go through town. Wherever we're going, I'll be the slowest as I'm dragging this guy along. So I'll be following.
So are we looking for the nearest teleportation circle? Or
I mean, would it be remiss to stay here and do a short rest? Because they're coming this way, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, eventually they're going to make their way to us.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to take a short rest? All right, so go ahead and roll hit die to remove as much hit die as you want that you have to heal up. Gain half your spells back.
I better do one more.
Do my hit dies refill from the last time I used it?
Unless you take a long rest.
Okay, so I got two left.
Yeah.
I'll use those two. All right.
All right, so everyone's healing up. You take the short rest. I'll go ahead and say, as you're resting, you see Tarami. She slowly wakes because Taraki fed her a potion. And as she wakes, she's holding onto her head, and she looks a bit dazed as she's looking up at him. And you can see Taraki, he does what looks like sign language. And she begins to sign language back to him as if that's her way of communication. And Taraki looks at the four of you.
It seems like we knocked her out of that spell or whatever it was. My sister says thank you for helping her. But I don't think we're done here. It seems like the other townsfolk are still under that affliction, whatever it is. And it seems like they're still acolytes doing battle with your other purifiers. But I want to thank you for helping me save my sister. You have my utmost gratitude, as well as my town of Miyazu. I am hoping your friends aren't killing my fellow townsfolk.
You.
I don't see why they would.
They're aware that they're under control. Under mind control. So
surely
they should be okay.
They're fine.
Well, we'll see once we see. Hopefully.
We will see once we see.
Yes. I see.
With our eyes.
I see. As the blind man said. I see, said the blind man, talking to his death dog.
Damn. Deep.
So as you're taking that short rest, Rassler, he's going to be passed out this entire time, along with that other acolyte. The third acolyte still has that suggestion spell on him. Are you telling him what to do?
Yeah, she walks up to him.
Can you dig in your pocket? Give me what you got.
He looks at you. He digs into his pocket. He pulls out some lint and a couple of gold coins.
She reaches up and puts her hand on him and says,
go home. Get some rest.
He looks up at you.
I have no home.
Oh.
My home is with the Lord and my other fellow acolytes.
Oh. Well, here's a suggestion. Find something else to believe in.
You got it!
He just begins to walk off the boat. He's walking off into the distance.
And she's walking off as well with her hands on her hips, proud of whatever she did there.
Thank God Damien does not have that technique.
No.
Where you're just politely robbing folk.
You're right.
Thank God. Hey, just can you just give me everything you got? Sure.
It's just a suggestion.
Yeah, just a suggestion.
So as you all are taking that short rest, you do begin to realize the commotion slowly begins to die down from the central portions of Miyazu. And eventually, in the distance, you can see a group of people walking towards you where the ship is. And along that group is an assortment of warriors and whatever else. They're other purifiers. So they're not in like Shimar and military outfits or anything like that. They're other purifiers just like you guys. Bunch of random groups of ragtag randos. And leading them, you see there is a woman. She's a Yeki. And it happens to be the shinobi or the kunoichi that Mizu Romani had mentioned, because she is a Yeki crane. Yeki, so Raicho is the Omnikami that represents the crane. You can see she has bird-like attributes. She has two black and white wings on her back, and along her arms, she has a couple of feathers sticking out from the outer portions of her arms. And just like a Japanese crane, where they have the red on top of their head, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
She has short black hair, but the middle bangs portion of her hair is all red. And then she also has a slight ponytail that's tied up. And she's walking towards you all as the other purifiers are walking with her. And as she does so, she stops within a couple feet of the group. And as she stops to greet you all, we will say that ends this episode of Taverns and Caverns.
Good stuff, man. Bro, you sang Holy Fist perfectly, man. It was perfect.
He was the East Side Pope, final fight boss. He's a final fight boss.
Oh, I see.
The blood of his own.
Cross of sacrifice.
Holy Fist. Holy Fist. Lord's Embrace.
Yo, Lord's Embrace.
And I did it. The kids started running out that shit, bro.
Yup, it was perfect. We waited years for this. It was worth it. I'm probably going to watch this episode over and over again.
The Reeboks.
Yup.
Reebok pumps. You remember them shoes?
You took them. They're going to be on the clothesline.
Yup.
So there was a potential for Raster to escape, but you guys stopped him from escaping. So good job. And the girl that's leading this group that works under Mizuno Mara, she is going to be an additional NPC ally. I've added her to your list of allies. You should be able to see her in your journal at this point. So her name is Tsurumi Haruna.
Yep.
So awesome. So that will, like I said, that's, we'll end that episode here. I'll put her on the map. There, she's on the map so you guys can see her. All right. Well, that's all I got, guys. I hope you had fun with fighting Rassler.
Yeah, that was fun as hell.
That was a good one.
He ain't done yet. He ain't dead.
Oh, I know. Tied him up real tight. Took his weapons away and shoes.
Well, thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBrideKing or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Truebone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns and Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.